Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Don Boudreau. Don is a professor of economics at George Mason University, the author of the outstanding book, Globalization, where he explains how trade works around the world and including how it should work. Don, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were talking about I brought up the topic of free trade within the United States with regard to labor being a product, and it is a product. It's one of the commodities, isn't it? It's one of the elements of production, isn't it?
Yeah, try producing something without some labor, and you'll fail. Of course, it's bought and sold in the market. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, we all have our labor bought and sold in the market. That doesn't degrade it. It's just part of the reality.
It contributes, and it has a cost, just like anything else. Now. There are now 24 states in America who have right to work laws, and we have apparently, so obviously that means 26 states are non right to work laws, and a right to work law means if you have a right to work law, if you're a white right to work state, that means, let me go from the other direction. If you're a non right to work state, that means that if you work for a company that where there's a union, you will be compelled to pay dues to that union, even if you don't want to be a member of that union. Did I say that right, Don?
Yes. Yeah.
And go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you please.
I was just going to say, the state of Michigan just passed their right to work law, which is incredible. I'll get Don to comment on that in a second. But what that means is now nobody can be compelled not only to not join a union, but also to not pay dues to a union. That's what it means by having right to work, and that is going to be a major shift in the balance of power and the influence that unions are going to have, because Michigan, Don, as everybody knows, is the primordial headwater of unionism in America, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It's by far the most union-friendly state, at least until this week, in the United States. I mean, culturally, unions dig very deeply in Michigan, and it is a rather remarkable event that they pass right to work.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. It's the most remarkable thing that I've seen happen in a long time, especially with regard to labor, and completely a huge loss to the Obama administration and the union movement. So, Don, talk to us about the concept of right to work being a form of trade, a form of free trade.
Well, I'm going to say might surprise you a little bit, and I don't mean to get too philosophical, but in my view, if there were no special government privileges given to labor unionization, if we didn't have a National Labor Relations Board, I think that's a ridiculous thing to have. If we didn't have labor legislation, I don't think we should have right to work legislation. I'm all in favor of letting firms and their workers agree to whatever terms they can come to. Now, the problem is we have this overlay in the United States at the national level and at the state level of lots of privileges that lots of rules that give labor undue bargaining privileges, I believe. And so given that, I think right to work legislation is a desirable thing. What it does, as you pointed out, is it prevents people who want to work who are offered a job from joining a union and paying union dues as a condition of getting that job. They have a right to work at that job without joining the union. And, of course, unions don't like this because once a union is certified and it gets collective bargaining privileges, anyone who works for that industry or in that trade in a non-right-to-work state has to join the union, has to pay dues. Of course, the union bosses.
Even if you don't participate in the union, even if you don't subscribe to the union, you still have to be a member of the union and pay dues, or it's a condition of employment.
Yes, and of course you're paying a lot of union members in non-right to work states wind up paying part of their salaries in dues to support political activities that they oppose, which is really appalling.
All right. The ones who are in states where that are called non-right to work states, like the other 26 that are like that, and as you know, Don, some of the surveys show that 30 to 40% of union members do not agree with the political positions of the unions, but yet their dues go to support those positions.
That's right. That's right. There was a Supreme Court case many years ago that tried to protect workers from having their dues used for political reasons they didn't like. And amazingly, the Supreme Court case has been ignored, which shows how powerful labor unions are, particularly in those states in which the culture runs deeply. I can't answer why Michigan has done this rather remarkable turn. I just haven't followed it that closely.
Let me say this. There was a statewide referendum on whether to do this. Now, this is not just the Republican legislature and governor turning this around. There was a statewide referendum that showed the population wanted this.
It's a remarkable. It's a remarkable thing. And you're younger.
It's very remarkable. It's another example of, in my opinion, of the impending extinction of private sector labor unions in America. And now we just need to work on the government union sector. Don Boudreau and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Don't go away. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.